On this cool December day, Marana Stina was snuggled in a sleeping bag and quilts in a flexible chair under a shielded canopy.
This is my bed, man.
You were in this all night.
This is awesome. This is my bed.
Stina came to Lexington a few weeks ago after participating in the Occupy San Francisco movement.
Well, I have family that lives in Paris, and I came here for the holidays, but I figured I'd occupy while I was here, because occupying is what I do.
Stina worries her little sister and child will, in her words, never have a future if this movement doesn't succeed. Stina says it's getting harder and harder to find a job. Bob Young, who's originally from Massachusetts, has been homeless for about 2 years. Young admits their protest site gives him a place to be, but he's also in tune with the message.
People can, you know, should be able to become rich if they want to, but it's the people, it's the one out of 100,000 or whatever it is that have to have everything. They're not satisfied just being filthy rich. They got to have everything.
Isaiah Hall of Lexington says many supporters of the Occupy movement oppose corporate greed. Hall says the connection between corporations and politicians could be broken if citizens played a bigger part in building government budgets.
Then it'd be actually a budget made from the people that that would benefit the people as well.
None of these Occupy protesters worry police will break up their encampment. Hall envisions a few hardy supporters keeping the site active through the winter months, with a resurgence of people coming in the spring. Reporting for WEKU News, I'm Stu Johnson. Reporting for Kentucky Public Radio, I'm Stu Johnson.